picking up your child from your ex's house, the first thing I would do is prepare your own heart.
Yeah. Being curious will go a very long way into helping you establish or prepare for what you're going to be receiving. Mm-hmm. But I would also get the, you know, if they're old enough, ask the kids like, hey, what would make this easier for you?
Your blended family has 100% chance of success when you do it God's way.
We are Blended Kingdom Families, and we want to provide biblical resources to heal and restore families with a message of hope for the next generation.
Let's get after it.
Hey guys, welcome back to the BKF podcast. We are super excited to have you. If you haven't already, take an opportunity, like, share, comment, leave us a review, or you could actually email us with your questions, which is what we're going to do today is answer one of those questions.
Yeah.
But you can email us at info@blendedkingdomfamilies.com. Anything that's going on with your blended family, we would love to hear from you, and we'd love to help you in any way possible. So today we're going to be answering a question from a viewer.
From one of our community members. So if you follow us, guys, if you're not following us, follow us on Facebook, follow us on Instagram. We always like to poll our audience for upcoming podcast days. And so we want to answer any questions or issues that you guys are facing in your blended family. And so this week we got a question and it says, the question is, it says, describe healthy boundaries for when a co-parent picks up their child at the ex's house.
Okay. So there's a lot of layers to this question. It can be answered in a lot of different ways.
Yeah.
We're going to try to get it to, you know, the answer that covers the most situations.
Yeah.
So you're picking up your child from your ex's house.
Yeah.
The first thing I would do is prepare your own heart.
Yeah.
Because you really don't know the situation that you're going into. You know, in a lot of these situations, you haven't talked to the child in maybe a couple of days. Mm-hmm. You don't know how their experience was. So maybe just preparing your own heart for that receiving of your child.
Yeah. And I think a big part of this too is, you know, this can look different if you have a good co-parenting relationship, and it can look very different if you do not have a good co-parenting relationship. So I would say more to the side of like, if you have a healthy co-parenting relationship, you know, describe healthy boundaries. You know, I know for us, like we, as in blended families, you have hills and valley seasons, right? Like you have good co-parenting seasons, you have low co-parenting seasons. And so I know for us in the beginning, you know, whenever we would pick up or drop off, it was always in a parking lot. It actually wasn't at each other's house, or it would be close to the house, but it would be in a parking lot. And so we kind of had the boundaries of that. Like we really just wanted to just protect that privacy, so to speak.
It's almost like neutral turf.
It's very neutral turf. And so that was important for us to do then. Yeah. You know, we, you know, after we went through our litigation season, we were in a really good co-parenting space. So we actually would pull up to each other's houses. It got to the point where we did not feel, and this is just our experience, but we did not feel that it was the best situation for Michael to no longer meet in a parking lot. So then we started dropping off and picking up at each other's houses. And that even happened even when we weren't in, you know, the best seasons of co-parenting.
We never went in the houses.
We never went in the house. So, you know, this could be something that people, you know, have a difficult time with. Again, if you have a good co-parenting relationship, we know blended families were like, you know, spouse and ex-spouse are great friends. They get along and they go into each other's houses. You know, they talk to each other's children. And we've seen that work. And then that is amazing. But we also have co-parents where they just cannot even stand to be in the same room. And so, you know, some of those boundaries are, I think it's something that you and your spouse need to talk about and really pray about of what are you comfortable with? And, you know, if you had a traumatic past with that ex-spouse, you know, is it going to be triggering if you, you know, get close to them or if you even get close to their house? Like, what does that look like? And I think discussing what some of those boundaries could be.
Yeah. And again, that all goes with kind of preparing your heart of like, what is this going to feel like? What am I comfortable with? What are me and my co-parent? What have we discussed and what we're comfortable with? The reason we say this is, and again, we want to put focus on the children in the transition because I don't want them to be missed in this.
Yeah.
Because so many times that really should be the focus. They're the ones who are transitioning homes, who are transitioning concepts, parenting styles, atmospheres, bedrooms, all these things.
Yeah.
And And I kind of go with this concept, when they're away from you, you may find that you have a resentment. You may find that you have a hardening of your heart, that you're just missing out on something. So as you go to the pick up the child, again, preparation for that, so that when they do become with you, and when your child gets in the car, that you're focused on a positive, that you're focused on, hey, did you have a good time? Hey, you know, what did y'all do? You know, kind of thing. Not in an inquisitive, like, let me just grill you kind of situation, but generally interested in the child's having a good time at that other parent's house.
Yeah, I think definitely trying to make that transition for the child is vital, you know, because that can really set the tone and the mood for how they come into your house. Like, if they're coming into your house in a bad mood, you know, just in a negative space, man, that's going to be a really rough transition period. We know blended kids, it can take 48, 72 hours, sometimes longer for them to like finally just decompress and get into just a peaceful place, so to speak, you know, to acclimate. But two things that I want to bring up is that maybe you may have, your current spouse may not get along with your ex-spouse, and that can be a huge source of contention, or it could even be a situation where they just don't feel comfortable doing the drop off or having them even step foot on the property. And so I think checking in with your spouse on that and seeing who is comfortable with what, and then also having that conversation with your ex-spouse if you can.
Yeah.
You know, if you can come to a mutual point of like, hey, like, we're okay with you guys coming in the house, or hey, would you mind just, you know, dropping him off at the curb? I'll meet you outside. Trying to have that communication, you know, setting those boundaries that are good for you and your family, you and your spouse, but also the kids as well. And so I think taking all of those things into consideration, one, start with your own family. What are you comfortable with? You know, what are you willing to do, willing not to do? And then trying to have a conversation with your ex-spouse of, hey, like, would you guys be in line with this? Or even if maybe they're overstepping boundaries, saying, hey, we would appreciate it if you would not do this because of X, Y, Z.
Yeah, no, I think those are great. The other thing I want to point out, again, we're talking about this kind of as a pickup, meaning you're the person going to pick up. I also want to, you know, kind of segment into, you can, as the parent who is the child's leaving your house, you can make that a lot easier on your child by the words that you say and the way that you are going about a transition. I think that is so often overlooked because, again, the hardness of our heart gets in the way. We're not excited about our child leaving us, but our focus should be on that child and how they are going to acclimate back and forth, back and forth. We've talked a lot about We've talked a lot about ways that you can make that easier when they're at your house. But as you prepare your child to leave, just asking them and talking to them, hey, are you excited about next week? What do you have planned for next week? Are you excited to see your friends when you go back to your mom's or to your dad's? These are things that you can do to just kind of set the tone. One of the, we weren't planning on talking about this, but one of the most disheartening videos that we've ever seen in blended families that circulated on a lot of social media was that concept of the child was sitting in the car, the mom was at the curb receiving, and the child was like, I'm not getting out of this car. And the father in that situation wasn't doing it any favors in that.
Right.
Wasn't saying, and this was a younger, middle-aged teenage child, but was basically not making that any easier. And it became increasingly more defiant. Police had to be called in. And that's just one of the most visible examples that we've seen of a transition that is so unhealthy because not only the other parent didn't prepare for this, but the other parent who was picking up wasn't prepared for this kind of situation.
No, I think you're right. The preparation is key, and just establishing those boundaries for self, establishing the boundaries for your marriage, and establishing the boundaries for your kids. Because, you know, I think when it comes to the kids, preparing them is key. And so if you're on the receiving end, you know, you don't know how they're feeling or what you're going to experience when they come in. So again, just being super prayerful in that, and trying to reach out to the parents beforehand and being like, hey, is there anything that I need to know of? Were there any hardships this week? Was there anything that happened at school? Being curious will go a very long way into helping you establish or prepare for what you're going to be receiving. But I would also get that, you know, if they're old enough, ask the kids like, hey, what would make this easier for you? And what are some boundaries that maybe the kids have? You know, maybe it's that they're like, hey, it makes me feel uncomfortable when you walk me to dad's door, or it makes me feel, you know, hey, you know,
Or I don't like the Jack in the Box parking lot.
I don't like the Jack in the Box parking lot.
Yeah. You know?
So I think that there's, I think we have to evaluate it from a lot of different perspectives. One, it's, you know, yourself. Again, if you and your ex have a traumatic past, you know, that's one thing. Mm-hmm. You know, in your marriage, what are the wishes of your current mm-hmm. spouse? And then for your children, you know, what is it that they wish or that they desire in this drop off and pick up? And, you know, the boundaries that you can place around that, you know, that provide unity or a sense of unity, a sense of peace, and can make it as smooth as possible.
Yeah. And the last thing I would say as encouragement is understand that blended families go through phases.
Oh, sure.
And so you may be in that phase where this is just a really hot topic and it's always contentious and it's always a struggle and you don't look forward to it, mm-hmm. whether you're receiving the child or you're dropping off the child, it's just always contention. That's when we would tell you, hey, make sure that you're in prayer for this. Make sure that you are staying diligent to what you know to be healthy co-parenting.
Yeah.
And understand that this phase will move on.
Yeah.
Your phases will shift. The child will develop. The child will get a little older. Our children will get a little older. And this can become something that doesn't have to be a hardship, that doesn't have to be such a pain in that blended family.
No, absolutely.
So, guys, hope you've enjoyed this. I hope this has helped you as you are navigating blended families and navigating that child drop-off pickup time. Guys, tune in next week. We will have another episode with Blended Kingdom Families. Can't wait to see you. You guys have a wonderful, wonderful day.
Be blessed in all that you do.
Hey guys, so glad you were here with us today, and I hope you enjoyed today's episode.
And you can find more resources from Blended Kingdom Families at blendedkingdomfamilies.com. Join us again next time as we hang out with more amazing podcast guests. And remember, nothing will be impossible with God.